Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Mr. Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, author of three books on being a micropreneur, and he still is, folks. He's operating as a sole proprietor, out there on Main Street. Jeffrey, something that hit all of us, and I have no doubt hit me, and I can't imagine how you avoided it as well. Recently, when Equifax, one of the three major companies that manage our credit activity and provide support for people who make loans and help us with our own credit development, allowed people to wander around, bad guys to wander around inside of their ones and zeros boxes for 4 months,
right?
And then waited 2 months to let us know about it. And then in the middle of all that, some of their executives sold out before the announcement.
Right.
Talk about bad corporate behavior.
It's the worst.
And this is worse. You know, they're saying that this is only second to the Yahoo hack, right?
Right.
But it's worse because Yahoo didn't have my Social Security number.
Yahoo didn't have anything on me because I voluntarily don't join Yahoo.
Me either. No,
with
no.
With these guys, you don't have a choice.
That's right. Whether you join these three companies or not, folks, they have access to their business model gives them access to you.
They have access to the treasure trove of your life. You talk about the opportunity for someone to perpetrate identity theft on you and just make your life a living hell.
Yep.
Hack a credit reporting agency.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. And the fact that it went on so long, the fact that they delayed telling, the fact that some of their executives sold their stock. It's insider trading and it's worse. They sold their stock because they knew that once they reported, their stock would tank or would at least fall.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But, okay, so that's the reality. And what my argument is, the fact that you involuntarily have to be part of these organizations.
As it turns out, I actually subscribed to their service. Because I was doing some things I had some things going on. I wanted to make sure I knew what everything else that was going on, and in my behind the scenes in the credit situation. So I subscribed, and so I actually did business with them at one point. But you don't have to do that, folks. If you've never talked to them, if you've never responded to them, they know who you are, where you live, where you work, what every number in your life. They know it.
Right, and. To me, okay, the horror of what they do aside.
And now the bad guys know it.
The horror of what they do aside, I'm horrified at the fact that these organizations, they serve a purpose for the lending industry and for the financial industry. But it's horrible that they can get away, that we need them in the way that they operate. But B, that these people, this organization specifically, and I bet you there, but for the grace of God and good tidings, could have been TransUnion and the other, Experian.
Yeah.
But now what do you do? Okay, so the milk is spilt. Now what are you gonna do? What you should do is, well, I'm not gonna make advice except that what I've read you should do is go to each of these agencies and put a freeze on your credit ratings. on your credit report.
You can do that.
So you go there. I think it's 10. They're doing it for free, but I think it's $10 a pop per year, and there's three of them. So you have to do this. So you have to go there and do it and pay the money, and you put a freeze. So nobody can go ask for a credit rating on your credit report.
Your credit situation is basically locked up. So the good guys or the bad guys bad guys or good guys can't get in.
They would have to reach
out
to you.
If you lock this up, and folks, I recommend you do it. Jeff does too. If you decide to do that, and you decide to buy a car, they're going to call you back if you forget it, and they're going to say, "Will you unlock your credit so we can check it?"
It's probably good practice anyway.
Yeah.
To lock your credit. Now, the other thing to do is because of federal regulation, they have to give you a free, and not freecreditreport.com. I mean, they have to give you a copy of your credit report once a year, free. Mm-hmm. It used to cost money. If you do it more than once with one of them, it's money. Mm-hmm. But if you go to them, you can go to each of them once a year, so every third of the year, so to speak, every trimester, go to them. And you can get a credit report and see how your report is. See if there have been intrusions. See if there's been, you know, any sort of credit taken out on your behalf, unbeknownst to you. So, you know, these are, and in the previous segment we spoke of business continuity and how it has to be a perpetual thing. Protecting your credit is one of these things that, look, it's a necessary evil.
And what they're doing, what the bad guys will do is with all this information, they'll go out there and open up accounts in your name.
Exactly. They'll open up credit cards and drain them and leave them there. They'll take out loans and drain it and leave it there.
And the default will be on your name with your under your Social Security and your address.
Right.
And even if the people can't collect from you, everybody else thinks you took out a bad loan.
Right. So
this is a nightmare, folks. This is a really bad thing, this Equifax thing. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.